Welcome to the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your host, guide, mentor, and coach. Since this is our first episode, I'd like to give a brief background on myself, and also this episode may be a little bit shorter than the future ones. Just to give a brief background again, my credentials, I'm a certified professional coach, as well as fitness trainer and strength coach. I've been involved in the spiritual community for over 10 years, graduate of Nine Gates Mystery School, as well as several shamanic studies. And my passion is helping people. I really like to work with folks from the mental, spiritual, and physical. I'm also an NLP practitioner and a mental skills coach. Before my coaching career, I was in sales, and 25 years in sales, and it was through my sales career that I was able to establish myself in the physical, the spiritual, and the mental realms. So part of my coaching is about mental strength, and it's different than mental toughness, where I look at mental toughness as being you build up a callus or a resistance to whatever is happening in your life. If you walk around barefoot, you kind of build up a callus and your feet get tough to what you're walking on. Where strength, as it relates to the physical part, your muscles, you have to undergo some resistance. And then by constantly exposing your muscles to resistance, your muscles get stronger. So in the mental realm, I would classify or define mental strength as the ability to overcome and control mental resistance thoughts and emotions and consciously cause things to happen. Now, I'd like to break this down a little bit and dissect that just so you can have an understanding of the power of mental strength and how it applies to you in the rest of your life. So we talk about the ability to overcome, and the ability is that you can and you will. It's not that you try. We all heard about, you know, Yoda, there is do or do not, there is no try. Well, that's what the ability means. And when you have the ability to overcome, you actually are conquering. You are the victor. You have the ability and you're overcoming whatever is there. And whatever is there is that mental resistance. It's those that little voice in your head. I'm sure we've all had it, the little voice that when you have a dream or want to do something, that little voice says, no, you can't do it, you're not good enough, or what if this happens, or what if that happens, and it's commonly referred to as your monkey voice. Well, it's the ability to overcome that monkey voice. And then consciously is to be aware, so you know exactly what you're doing, and then cause is to take action. So without action, nothing happens. So again, the mental strength is the ability to overcome and control your mental resistance thoughts and emotions to consciously cause things to happen. And that's very powerful because there's a lot of teachings out there that do a lot with the mind and affirmations, and all that is wonderful. And I teach that, but without action, without consciously knowing what you're doing, you're kind of just floating around on the ocean like a cork. You're just going from wave to wave. And where I really got into the mental strength part and combining all three was I'm actually very big into mountaineering and rock climbing, and have been climbing for about 10 years now. And in June of 1998, my brother, myself, and 10 other individuals were climbing up Mount Rainier. We did a camp halfway up, and we did some traversing and some ice climbing and other things during that week-long process, and then finished with a summit run on the last day. So we all got up, got dressed, 2 o'clock in the morning, saw a beautiful moonset, a beautiful sunrise, went up the side of the mountain. If anybody's familiar with Mount Rainier, we went up Disappointment Cleaver. And we took our time, but this is a point where most climbers turn back, hence the name Disappointment Cleaver. Well, in going up that is where I really learned also about mental strength and physical strength to work together in unison to climb up that mountain. So we pursued, got up to the top, and just enjoyed the view. It was just a tremendous view up there. The reward was so worth it, seeing the valley below and just the blue skies, and it was just tremendous. It actually was very, very warm up there. We had took off our parkas and were in short sleeves and had lunch and decided to go on. You know, it was time to go down and descend off the mountain. And we got to the bottom of Disappointment Cleaver, and we were traversing around, and there's a place where you're supposed to hook in case you slip. Well, I was the last one in our rope crew, and I was hooking in, and then I hear avalanche, and I look up, and there's this huge, huge mound of snow coming down. It was very wet, wet snow, and kind of ducked underneath it, holding on to the rope that was attached to the mountain, thinking that that would stop it. It was just whisked away off the mountain, and I was buried in the snow for what seemed a long time, and then I popped up on top of it, still moving down. So I was sitting on the snow, moving down towards the edge, saw the edge coming, and then abruptly stopped. And there was part of our climbing rope was across my right shoulder to my left hip, holding me on the ledge. I looked down, and my rope crew was hanging beneath me, and the other crew who was in front of us was up on the top. And I really didn't know where anybody was. I didn't know where my brother was. I didn't know where the rest of the crew was. And we were there for a good 15, 20 minutes, not knowing. And then the rescue crew did show up and helped us. And there's some newspaper articles about this on my website and another in-depth interview. But the gist of it is that we were finally able to get off the mountain, had a hike a mile away. I had a torn PCL, so every time I stepped on my leg, my knee hyperextended back every single step. My hand was broken. My brother was alive, but unfortunately one person did die of hypothermia because of the ice water going on him. So we had to walk a mile down to a helicopter. An Army helicopter came, picked us up, took us off the mountain, and brought us to various hospitals around the area. And it was during that time where I was hanging off the mountain and thinking about life and seeing my life flash in front of me. But it was the weeks afterwards where I really came in touch with mental strength at that point. You know, what did it take to survive, and what did it take to get off the mountain to walk? I don't know if any of you had broken bones and walked with it, but it's quite excruciating. And there was, they couldn't carry me because everybody would be in danger, and they couldn't carry anybody else. So it wasn't just me that learned the mental strength that time. It was all the survivors. And it really taught me a lesson that to watch your thoughts and the thoughts will guide your body to safety. And it was a really big, big learning experience for me, as well as getting in touch with the spiritual part of me as well, is to know that there is a bigger force out there than just me that kept me alive. And it was a really good learning experience. And the more I reflect on it, the more I get aspects of it. So a lot of my teachings and coaching and mentoring is based on this mental strength, where it will guide your body, but also your body can get access into your mind. And then so all three of those, the mental, the physical, the spiritual, all tie together to create a very cohesive, strong individual. And so, you may be thinking, well, that sounds all wonderful, but what really does it do for me? You know, that's great. You survived an avalanche, and I can see how that works, but how does it help me in my day-to-day activities? Well, in day-to-day activities, we all tend to function in what I like to call our comfort zone. We know exactly what our comfort zone is. We know where we like to go, who we like to talk to, what we like to do, and we stay in that comfort zone. And if we stay in that comfort zone, we're always going to get what we've always had. You know, if you keep doing the things that you've always done, you're going to keep getting the results you've always gotten. And I presume that if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want more out of life. You want something else. You're a little bit frustrated with where you are. You're looking for something to help improve your results in your life. So with mental strength is helping you expand your comfort zone. And as you expand your comfort zone, you're able to create greater results in your life by expanding all parts of it, your physical, your mental, your relationship, your work comfort zone. All of those will expand, and when it expands, you have a bigger vessel to realize your dreams. And so in addition to that, when your comfort zone expands, you're going to become amazingly confident. So mental strength is not confidence, but confidence is part of mental strength. So you're going to become confident. You're going to be resilient. So whatever happens, you're going to know that you're going to keep going no matter what. And one of the things that I like about the definition of a warrior, and I'm just going to kind of sidetrack here, why I call this warrior mind training and coaching, is that a warrior it's not just somebody who goes out, or it isn't in this day and age, somebody who only goes out and fights battles like our soldiers and other folks in the military and police. But a warrior is one that conquers themselves. And the biggest challenge we have is conquering ourselves mentally and physically. We are a nation of obesity. We're lazy thinkers. So with mental strength, it helps you take control and be responsible for your actions and your results. And you have to be responsible for your actions and results because nobody else will do it for you. That's part of building up the mental strength. And when you do that, you will have confidence. You'll be resilient. You'll be determined. You'll know what your dreams are. You'll know what you want to accomplish in life. And you'll be able to conquer those obstacles that get in your way. But you'll also be relaxed. You'll be relaxed because you are so confident in your ability to get things done that there is no quit. There is no failure. There's just feedback. So if you try something, you go, that's interesting. That didn't work. What else can I try? That's how mental strength is developed, as opposed to, oh, that didn't work. I'm going to stop. I guess it's not meant for me to have. The universe is telling me, oh, it's not for me. That's baloney. The universe is there to help you. It's you to determine what you want for yourself. And by doing that through mental strength training, you will be able to get your confidence, your resilience, your determination, and you'll be relaxed. Relaxed in the confident ability that you can look at anything and do anything that you want. And you may say, well, that's all well and good, but how has it helped other folks? I can't divulge any names because according to my coaching ethics, everything is held in complete confidence, and I don't reveal anybody's names or the exact circumstances. But I can say that by using the mental strength processes that I teach and coach on, one lady had found her lifelong calling. She was looking for something to do in life. She was trying everything, thought it was it, but has now found her lifelong calling and is completely happy with exactly what she's doing. She's living in great abundance because of that. There was another man who was facing his limiting beliefs that I'm not good enough. And I wasn't good enough to be a manager in the position that he wanted to be in. And we worked together. And because of that, he found where that limiting belief starts from. We resolved it. We neutralized it. And he went and got that position that he was looking for. Another lady was overweight and wanted to get into an exercise program. But every time she did, she'd stop. Well, we investigated some of the reasons, the limiting beliefs, the falsehoods that she had about her body and about what it represented. And when that was neutralized, she went ahead and stayed on the exercise program, is living a fantastic, exciting, healthy life right now. And others have healed their wounds from the past. I think all of us have been scarred, if you will, from some time of life in our past. And we carry that around with us into our future. Well, we need to release that, neutralize that, so when we go forward, that baggage isn't being brought to the future. I've helped many, many people bring that into the future. They're clean past into the future. And so there's just been amazing results working with that. And there are amazing people out there doing similar work. I just take a different approach to it. Some of the approaches that I use, I use a whole bag of tools. I'll use physical exercise. I think one of the best ways to get into the mind is through the physical. So if somebody hasn't been working out consistently, working out and doing very high-intensity interval training will cause the monkey voices to really yell at you a lot, like, what are you doing? So I use physical exercise a lot. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, so I use hypnosis a lot to help folks. I'm an NLP practitioner, so I use a lot of NLP techniques as well. Also involved in shamanism and spiritual growth, use those to also work with folks in healing their past. And a challenge, I'm a really big believer in challenging, because without challenges, your comfort zone will not be expanded. So to challenge you to do something that you've never done or have been resistant in doing will grow that. So I challenge a lot of folks a lot. And all of this mental strength is based on the philosophy of the TFAR. T-F-A-R, where your thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your actions, or in some case, your inactions. And those actions or inactions deliver your results. So the T is for your thoughts, the F is for your feelings, the A is for your actions, and your R is for your results. So your thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, to results. So everything starts with a thought. You think about doing something, you tend to do it. You think about not doing it, you don't do it. This is why willpower doesn't work. When faced between imagination and willpower, imagination wins out all the time. And I think if you go back in your life when you've snuck that cookie or didn't work out, you had a thought of it's more comfortable to lay on the couch than go work out. It's easy, the cookie tastes so good. So your imagination took over. So your thoughts led to those results. Well, the question then is, where do these thoughts come from? Well, these thoughts percolate up from your values and your beliefs. And it's your values that will create your beliefs. And many of these are quite evident by your behavior or a person's behavior, but for many, they're in the unconscious. You can't put your finger on them, but you see the results of them. So the values come from, you know, parents, teachers when you're young, what you see, and those values create beliefs that either I'm not good enough, or I am, I can do this, I can't, the world is a mean place, the world is a happy place. All of those beliefs come from your values. And we create these beliefs within ourselves. There's over, depending on who you talk to, there's about 2 million bits of information that go in front of us every single day. And we can't process, our conscious mind cannot process all that information at one time. So in order to keep ourselves sane, our conscious mind will generalize, delete, and distort that information based on our values. So as we look at the world, we are filtering out the information based on these values. And it's through these filters that we actually create our reality. And this is where we're going to start to go a little bit deeper in future podcasts, is talking about not just create your reality from a what the bleep perspective or from the secret perspective, but from a real functional perspective on what it really means to create your reality. Actually go out there and take actions as opposed to just thinking about it. Because with the mental strength that you'll be learning, you will understand that you are responsible and accountable for your results and your actions. And that's a scary thing because now there's no one to blame. You are your only one to blame. So if you're not getting what you want, it is your responsibility to get what you want. And in a future podcast, we're going to go over this a little bit more. And just one more thing I'd like to leave you with here is that when you form your reality, it's basically is your perception is projection. And what does that mean? We'll get into that in a future podcast. So until next time, be strong. I'm Greg Swanson. Thanks and goodbye.